Sabah blessing to all the dear remnant family coming in. Sabah blessing to all of dear family that are listening on the phone, and for all the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date. Sabah blessing on this November 15, 2014. This is lesson number 102. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is chapter 21, entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin, but this is part 4. We will begin our study with the opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, entitled, Come Unto Me.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are coming in. We will have opening prayer at this moment. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, babala.
If we could all bow down, kneel as far as possible. Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath that you've allowed us to partake of. Thank you so much for allowing us to come together in this room. I pray that everything that is heard, that we receive it with open minds and open hearts. Forgive us of all our sins, iniquities, and shortcomings. In your name, Jesus Christ, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture to our study is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 21 from the King James Version, and it reads, The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled, Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah,
blah, blah. Isaiah 42:4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, so he has set judgment on the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Psalm 34:3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Exodus 20:8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 20:9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
Exodus 20:10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 206 to 207. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We are still in desired ages. This is page 206. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 206. Jesus had come to magnify the law and make it honorable. He was not to lessen its dignity, but to exalt it. The scripture says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. Isaiah 42:21-4. He had come to free the Sabbath from those burdensome requirements that had made it a curse instead of a blessing. Desire of Ages, page 206, paragraph 1. Amen. For this reason, he had chosen the Sabbath upon which to perform the act of healing at Bethesda. He could have healed the sick man as well as any other day of the week, or he might simply have cured him without bidding him bear away his bed. But this would not have given him the opportunity he desired. A wise purpose underlay every act of Christ's life on earth. Everything he did was important in itself and its teaching. Among the afflicted ones at the pool, he selected the worst case upon whom to exercise his healing power and bade the man carry his bed through the city in order to publish the great work that had been wrought upon him. This would raise the question of what it was lawful to do on the Sabbath, and would open the way for him to denounce the restrictions of the Jews in regards to the Lord's Day and to declare their traditions void. Amen. This is taken from Desire of Ages, page 206, paragraph 2.
Amen. Well done. Question, boys and girls. What had Jesus came to do with the law and the Sabbath? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is, he came to magnify the law and make it honorable and to free the Sabbath from those burdensome requirements that had made it a curse instead of a blessing.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms. And our dear sister Ling will play it for us. It's taken from 2:11 from the King James Version.
The statues of the Lord, rejoicing the heart, the sweetness of the Lord, and the heart beneath the earth, the fear of the Lord is in you, ring from the heavens. The judgment of the Lord, and the righteous all together, all to be desired, and go, yet it must find no home. Sweet to be so and
Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in the room. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is page 206. If anyone of the dear family would like to have the next paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 206. Jesus started to them at the work of relieving the afflicted was in harmony with the Sabbath law. It was a harmony with the works of God, angels, who had ever descended and ascended between heaven and earth to minister to suffering humanity. Jesus declared, "My Father worked it, heareth too, and I work. All days are God in which we carry his plans for the human race." It is Jews' interpretation of the laws was correct. Then Jehovah was at fault. Who works has quickened and upheld every living thing since first he laid the foundation of the earth. And he who pronounced his words good and instituted the Sabbath to commemorate it in completion must put a period to his labor and stop the never-ending routine of the universe. So that is page 206, paragraph 3.
Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus declare? And if the Jews' interpretation of the law was correct, then what that will make Jehovah sorry? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
As is my Father worked intentional, and I worked, and then the whole world was at fault. Whose work has quickly up and upheld every living thing since first he laid the foundations of the earth.
Desire Pages, page 206. Should God forbid the sun to perform its office upon the Sabbath, cut off its genial rays from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation? Must the system of worlds stand still through that holy day? Should he command the brooks to stay from watering the fields and forests and bid the waves of the sea still their ceaseless ebbing and flowing? Must the wheat and corn stop growing and the ripening cluster defer its purple bloom blossom on the Sabbath? Desire of Ages, page 206, paragraph 4. Amen.
Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. Should God forbid the sun to perform his office upon the Sabbath, cut off of his genial rays from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, Baba Love.
The answer is, man demands the fruits of the earth and the blessing that makes it desirable.
Desire brings his children. In such a case, man will miss the fruits of the earth and the blessings that make life desirable. Nature must continue their unvarying course. God cannot for a moment stay his hand, or man would faint and die. And man also has a work to perform on this day. The necessities of life must be attended to. The sick must be informed and cared for. The wants of the needy must be supplied. He will not be held guiltless who neglects to relieve suffering on the Sabbath. God's holy rest day was made for man, and acts of mercy are in perfect harmony with his intent. God does not design his creatures to suffer our pain that may be relieved from the Sabbath and the other day.
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What could happen if God for a moment stay his hand? And what work man also on this day perform? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is man will sin and die, and the necessities of life must be attended to. The sick must be cared for, the want of the needy must be supplied. He will not be held guiltless with the neglected to receive suffering on the Sabbath.
Isaiah Bridges, page 207. The demands upon God are even greater upon the Sabbath than upon other days. His people then leave their usual employment and spend the time in meditation and worship. They ask more favors of him on the Sabbath than upon other days. They demand his special attention. They crave his choicest blessings. God does not wait for the Sabbath to pass before he grants these requests. Heaven's work never ceases, and men should never rest from doing good. Amen. The Sabbath is not intended to be periods of useless inactiveness. The law forbids secular labor on the rest day of the Lord. The toil that gains a livelihood must cease. No labor for worldly pleasure or profit is lawful upon that day. But as God sees his laboring of creating and rested upon the Sabbath and blessed it, so man is to leave the occupations of his daily life and devote those sacred hours to healthful rest, to worship, and to holy deeds. The work of Christ in healing the sick was in perfect accord with the law. It honored the Sabbath. Desire of Ages, page 207, paragraph 2. And on the left hand in the pictures, there's a scripture from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. And what a beautiful promise.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why is the demand upon God even greater upon the Sabbath than upon other days? And what does God require man to do on the Sabbath day? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, they ask more favors of him on the Sabbath than upon other days. They demand his special attention. They crave his choices and blessings. And man is to lead the occupation of his daily life, and the world goes to scare all of us out for rest, to worship, and to holy deeds.
Well done, everyone. Let's learn a beautiful hymn about the Sabbath together, dear ones. And I would like to request any one of the dear families that are participating that would like to share this song. Ba-ba-la.
Don't forget the Sabbath, Lord of the heavens, of all the weak, the righteous, of all the weak, the men. It brings me close from labor, it tells of joy and hope, its beams of all descending, with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, 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 welcome,
welcome,
welcome, welcome, welcome,
he said to his disciples, "I am the living way, and if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he will give us of the fountain whose stream eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, bless the Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure is golden hours to spend in time for him to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. Oh, gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is that promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. We will ask all the little ones to gather around little ones, because it's still the story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all the precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and it will be narrated by our dear brother Dick. Babala.
Monday morning, boys and girls. In this was manifest, or demonstrated, or shown, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. That's Sons and Daughters, page 18, paragraph 1. Every manifestation, a manifestation is something, to manifest something, you show it. Every manifestation of creative power is an expression of infinite love. The sovereignty or kingship of God involves fullness of blessing to all created beings. The psalmist says, "Thou hast a mighty arm," that's a strong arm, "and a strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation or the dwelling place of God's throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the sight of thy countenance," or in the sight of his person. "In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn," or power, "shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." That's Psalm 89:13-18. The history of the great conflict between good and evil, from the time it first began in heaven to the final overthrow of rebellion and its total eradication of sin — this means God is going to put an end to sin and sinners — is also a demonstration of God's unchanging love. The law of love being the foundation of the government of God, the happiness of all intelligent beings depends upon their perfect accord with its great principles of righteousness. Righteousness is right doing or obeying God's Ten Commandments. God desires all his creatures, or all his children, to serve — no, the service of love, service that springs from an appreciation of his character. He takes no pleasure in forced obedience. So long as all created beings acknowledge the allegiance of their love, in other words, our duty of love, there was perfect harmony throughout the universe of God. It was the joy of the heavenly host to fulfill the purpose of their Creator. They delighted in reflecting his glory and showing forth his praise. And while love to God was supreme or uppermost in their thoughts, love for one another was confiding and unselfish. They were willing to tell each other that they loved each other. There was no note of discord to mar the celestial harmony. No arguing made the happiness of heaven sad. Sons and Daughters, page 18, paragraphs 1, 2, and 3.
Praise the Lord. Good job. Thank you, dear Brother Dave. Well, next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 of our study entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our lesson book, Desire Ages. We would like to ask any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies or daddy, that would like to have closing prayer. Baba love.
Our Father, our King, Holy Spirit, has risen today. I thank you, Holy Spirit, to wake us up this morning and work for this beautiful time. I pray and be able to help us to have of you in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us all for our sins and our life and Christ our spirit. Bless be able to show mercy and compassion and invite humans to understand the gospel. Bless be able to walk with you in all our way. In all things and take good being always in our minds. Bless be able to be faithful to you and help us be serving the Lord of life and that we may be able to know to be safe from evil on the great day of judgment. This is my family's presence.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next Sabbath, that will be November 22nd, 2014, we will continue with part 5. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in and during the children's study. We have also prepared children's activities for the children that they can continue on performing their little duties of getting to know the words that were used during the study, and we hope and pray that the whole family participate in it. And hopefully all of you are blessed and have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.